Amen. Isn't God good? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Appreciate you coming out, being in the house of the Lord tonight. Grab your Bibles if you would tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of Bible verses I need to read tonight and that I'll refer to this evening. But if you don't mind, turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 41, and we'll read some verses there in Isaiah chapter 41. And hallelujah. How many of you have heard the phrase that's been used and made popular in the 21st century? It's stay calm and carry on. They've modified it in a number of different ways. They've modified it to stay calm and shop on. They've modified it to stay calm and whatever else, you know, they've modified it a lot of ways, but the phrase is stay calm and carry on. Now, I know to some of you that are really, really hip about things, you may know where that came from, and you may know where that's all about, but I want to share with you tonight about just stay calm, carry on. Amen. Stay calm and carry on. All right? Amen. Before I forget, amen, Sister Katrina wants to meet with the high school students after church tonight. All right? Isaiah chapter 41, Isaiah 41, 8. Isaiah 41, 8. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Now look at that verse right there, okay? I'm just going to pause right there. My servant, I have chosen, my friend. It's pretty personal, isn't it? Pretty personal. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee, from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Amen. There he is once again. There he is. I have taken thee. I've chosen thee. Amen. Thou art my servant. Very personal. Verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Amen. That's how much the Lord cares about us. Amen. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He'll strengthen, he'll help, he'll hold. He'll strengthen, he'll help, and he will hold. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful God. Amen. Can I tell you, stay calm and carry on. Stay calm, carry on. Praise the Lord. A few weeks ago, I told you the story of Captain Skullenberger. He was the one that flew his plane into the Hudson River and saved all 155 people. All the people on board, after that crash, that plane crashed in the Hudson River, it was such a miracle. They call it the miracle of the Hudson. It was such a miracle. Only one person out of 155 people spent the night in the hospital. Now, that's amazing for a plane to come down and do a crash landing in a river and only one person spend the night in the hospital. That's a miracle. But the people that was on the plane, They commented on this, that when Captain Skullenberger came over the intercom there to speak to them, they said they was amazed at the calmness of his voice. He was so calm in his speaking, that it brought a sense of come to them, that they felt assured that he was in control. You know, and I don't know, you know, if he comes in there and says, brace for impact. Now, how calmly do you need to say, brace for impact? Maybe with a little elevator music in the background, brace for impact. I don't know, how do you do that in a calm way? If it was me, I'd be on there and say, brace for impact! That's how I mean, a sense of calm there, right? And you would be the same way. I mean, if the plane was going down, hey man, how many of you would be saying, brace for impact? I don't think. No. I mean, you know? You might be running through the aisle of the plane, pulling out your hair, brace for impact. But no, not Captain Skullenberger. He was calm. Keep calm. Carry on. I know you're wondering, you know, what 21st century poet came up with that? What little man somewhere working in a t-shirt factory came up with that slogan, stay calm and carry on? I wish I could come up with something that would become famous like that, and maybe I could get it patented or something and put a, you know, not me, you know. But anyway, here's what happened. That phrase, it started in 1939. See, in 1939, the Germans were marching across Europe, and Great Britain was braced for battle and was braced for war. And Great Britain commissioned that there would be propaganda posters created. They created 3 propaganda posters, and they were intended to offer reassurance during the dark days of war. That's when they had started those. They were these 3 posters. They were to be uniform in size. They were supposed to be uniform in style, and the typeface was supposed to be the same. The only graphic on the entire poster was the crown of King George VI. That's the only graphic on the entire poster. And that and the words that were printed upon that poster. Those posters were commissioned. 2.5 million of these posters were printed. And they would hang them in subway station, train stations. They would hang them in public places. And what it was meant to do was to instill confidence, to encourage, to reassure, to lift the spirits of those that were living in Great Britain in a very difficult time of war. These propaganda posters, there is 3 of them that was made. The first one, it said, your courage, your carefulness, your resolution will bring us victory. That's what it said. This placed all over Britain. The next one was published and printed out, and it is, freedom is peril, defend it with all your might. Freedom is in peril, defend it with all your might. I begin to think about these 3 posters, man. You could preach a sermon on all 3 of these posters. All 3 of these. But tonight is stay calm, carry on. You see, the thing about the poster, keep calm and carry on, that poster was printed by the millions, but it was never released to the public. It was held back. It was never released, and they were holding it back for the purpose that it was in reserve for a very special and intended time, for a time of crisis, or when the Germans invaded Great Britain. It remained unseen to the public eye for 50 years. All of Great Britain, nobody ever saw it for 50 years. Matter of fact, after the end of the war, they were destroyed, most all of those posters that said, keep calm and carry on. There was just a few of them that were left out there, but most all were destroyed. And the only way we know about this poster was that it was found in a box of old books in the Barter bookstore in London, England. The owner of the barter bookstore had purchased some boxes of books, was going through these old boxes of books, and there they came across the poster, "Keep Calm and Carry On." They knew that it was one of those propaganda posters because of the typeface, the size, and also the crown of King George VI. The British Ministry of Information wanted to make sure that the people of Britain were able to push forward in a very difficult hour. They wanted them to be able to fight on in a difficult time. They wanted them to find courage in a time of great turmoil. And that's why these propaganda posters were put out there. But for some reason, this one, "Keep Calm and Carry On," was held for that very specific day when they felt like it would be a crisis or an invasion of the island of Great Britain. And so it was held in reserve. Fortunately, it never was released. But I want you to know the message, "Keep calm, carry on." You know, when you think about this, think about Great Britain and what they endured during the blitz of their island in Germany. See, the Germans, they began to do this, what they call the Blitzkrieg, which was meant lightning war. And it was a period of strategic bombing of the United Kingdom. Between September of 1940 and May of 1941, 16 British cities suffered air raids. At least 100 tons of high explosives over a period of 267 days. London was attacked 71 times. There was other cities, Birmingham, Liverpool, Plymouth, Bristol, Glasgow, Southampton, all these cities, they were attacked multiple times by this blitz of all these bombs falling. It was a result of the rapid escalation of the war, night bombings upon airfields and upon munition plants and plants that were building war machinery. And the German was coming and bombing upon them. But from September 7th, in a 1 year of war, in 267 days, London was bombed one time 57 consecutive nights. It was bombed. More than 1 million houses in London were destroyed, damaged, and more than 40,000 civilians were killed. Almost half of that number was just in London alone. That's amazing that what they endured right there. What they endured. I mean, the port cities were destroyed. Homes were destroyed. As I was beginning to doing some reading, I was reading about those that would be in their house, and they had become so accustomed to bombings every night that they would sit there at their table and they would eat, and they would eat their crumpets and tea or whatever it was they had, and they would be eating all of their British meal there, and they would be eating, and the bombs would be falling. They could hear the planes, they could hear the bombs, and they wouldn't jump. Suddenly they'd come so close, then they would jump under the table for safety. But they got so accustomed to the bombing every night. It's amazing the stories that have come out of that time. But that when I think of all that they endured, I think of those words, "Keep calm and carry on." Keep calm and carry on. Do you know the Lord Jesus? Amen. He speaks to us tonight, and I think the Lord sometimes would like for you to hear the words, "Keep calm, carry on." Keep calm, carry on. There's a number of times in the scripture where the Lord, man, talks about those that were being troubled. Those that were troubled. The Bible also talks about the last days, perilous times shall come. Brother Tom referred to, man, those that are losing their life in Pakistan and across the world for their Christian faith. Some suffering great abuse and loss. Just because they're called Christian. Just because they're called a Christian. Amen. But the Lord, he knows all of his. Do you know that? Yeah. Amen. The Lord knows all of his. And in all of our circumstances of our life, in all the situations of our life, God knows his people. God knows his people, and God is concerned about his people. Amen. In time of sickness, and when our body is racked in pain, I believe the Lord would want you to know, keep calm, carry on. Keep calm and carry on. You know, when you hear those words, I mean, it does kind of bring assurance into your heart, don't it? If you hear somebody of authority say in your life, keep calm, carry on. When you hear somebody that is looking on, they tell you and they encourage you, stay calm, carry on. It brings a peace into your heart. Jesus, when they brought the man of the palsy to him, and the Bible says he looked up at the four that had borne him, and the Bible says, amen, that he looked down at him, and he said, son, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Amen, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen, he looked at that man whose body was sick. Amen, and basically he's saying, son, be of good cheer. Or can I say, he's saying, stay calm, carry on. Stay calm, everything's going to be fine. Everything's got to be all right. Amen, sometimes when we have sickness in our body, amen, isn't it amazing how our little mind works? Amen, you get a pain in your side, and the next thing you know, you're thinking it's cancer. You get a headache, and all of a sudden, you think you got some incurable disease. Amen, why is that? Amen, because our mind has a way of running away with us. And we think, oh, no, this is the end. Amen, I think sometimes we just need to stay calm and carry on. Stay calm. Amen. The disciples were out on a boat. The storm came. The waves were rocking the boat. And the book of Matthew chapter 14, 24 says the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And on the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. They were troubled. No! Okay? They were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out with fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Hallelujah. Amen. Stay calm. Keep calm. Amen. And don't give up. Amen. Keep rowing the boat. Keep calm. Carry on. Carry on. Amen. I like this. You know, sometimes in this world we feel like, man, I don't know, I can't take it. I can't take it. Angry people, impatient people. You know, they're angry, they're impatient, they're frustrated with life. They take their frustrations out on you. Hey, man, they're hard to deal with, hard to work with, hard to live with. Hard to be around. I mean, people, we're living in that kind of world. Can you say amen? Amen. But you know what? The Lord, and all that we have to face in this world, temptation and tribulation and all of that. But the Lord said in John 16, these things I have spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. That ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Don't he say, keep calm. Keep calm. Carry on. Amen. Find peace in the midst of a storm. Find peace in the midst of this world that you're living in. Hallelujah. Paul found himself in the midst of a turmoil on a sea when the waves were rocking the boat and surely going to sink. And remember, the angel of the Lord stood by him. The angel of the Lord stood by him and spoke to him and told him, hey, be of good cheer. Amen. Now listen to what the Lord said. The ship's going to sink. The ship is going down. You talk about the Captain Skullenberger of the ship. Amen. Here he is. You know, hey, guess what? We're going to crash. But be calm. Brace for impact. Right. The angel speaks to him and says, hey, be of good cheer. The ship's gonna sink. Wow, let's throw a party. Amen. But you know what? Amen. The Lord spoke to him and said, be of good cheer. Amen. God had a plan for him. God had a purpose for him. And he wasn't done with him yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Be calm. Keep calm and carry on. Keep calm and carry on. Hallelujah. Man, the angel said, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, hath God have given thee all them that sail with thee. Wow. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, I believe the Lord says, keep calm. Carry on. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you? If ye be followers of that which is good. But, and if ye suffer of righteous for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Hallelujah. Notice that? Don't even be afraid of their terror. I mean, when I read that, I thought, you know what? We're all afraid of terrorists. The whole world's on edge about terrorists. Amen, but the voice of the Lord says, keep calm. Keep calm. Carry on. Amen, and don't be afraid of their terror. Amen, because the Lord, amen, says, do not be troubled. Do not be troubled. Amen, the Lord is in control here. God is in control. Hallelujah. I like that. He tells us there, he says, neither be troubled. But he don't stop there. He just said, keep calm. He goes on to say, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of hope that is in you with meekness and fear. What is he saying? Be calm, carry on. Keep calm, and carry on. Amen. Keep calm, but keep preaching the message. Keep calm, but sharing the gospel. Keep calm, but keep telling the world. Amen. Why? Because Jesus is in control. Hallelujah. Praise God. So much of the time we're troubled in our heart, in our mind. We're so confused. We're so worried. Amen. But the Lord is in control. Amen. He said in John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and I prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. Let me tell you what, there's no need to be troubled. Amen. The Lord said, I would not leave you comfortless. Amen. I'm not leaving you all alone. Amen. You're not by yourself here. Amen. But I am in control. Keep calm and carry on. Keep calm and carry on. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord, amen, is with you. The Lord is with you. Hallelujah. He said, keep calm. Can I just take that in two little phrases there? Keep calm, carry on. Keep calm. There's no need to be fearful. Amen. Look at the people that God has saved and God has rescued. Look how God has always had his eyes on his people. Amen. What the Lord said, Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the thoughts that I have for you. Amen. Do you know that God thinks about you? That you are on the mind of God? You ever talk to somebody and say, hey, I've been thinking about you? Makes you feel good, don't it? Amen. But have you ever prayed and talked to the Lord and heard the Lord speak to your heart and say, I've been thinking about you? Yeah. Man, that's every time I read Jeremiah chapter 29. That's what I think. I think the Lord says, amen, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Amen. To bring you to an expected end. Amen. The Lord knows. Amen. And he thinks of his people. Hallelujah. He thinks of his people. Keep calm. Amen. God's eyes are on the righteous. Amen. God sees the righteous. Amen. God knows his children. God knows where you're at. God knows what you're facing. God knows all about it. Amen. When the home is in turmoil, God knows all about that. And God can speak to your heart and say, just keep calm. Just keep calm. Amen. Sometimes we get all out of sorts, but God says, keep calm. Amen. I'm working here. I'm working here. Amen. God is still at hand. Amen. He is not far from us. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. Man, I remember when I was a little kid living on Logan Street. In front of our house, you know, had the back alley there. And right behind the alley was the water company. Big, noisy place. Man. And so, you know, Mom would ask us to take the trash out. We'd wait until it was dark outside, and then we had to take the trash out. And man, you would, as a little kid, dragging that trash bag out there. There was all kinds of evil out there. All kinds of terribleness. Horrible things happened out there. You'd go as fast as you could with that garbage bag, about as big as you are. Hey, amen. You got to where, you know, if it was 10 steps, you'd just take a heave and try to get it in the can, you know. And, man, you'd just heave it. And sometimes I think I was back in the house, hey, amen, with the door closed before it ever hit the can. Yeah. Why? And man, when you go in the door and slam the door, you could just feel all the evil right there behind you. I mean, all the ghosts and the goblins and the boogeymans were all right there, right chasing you all the way to the door. All the way to the door. Man, think about the valley of the shadow of death. Read that verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm running through that valley of shadows. I'm going to get through there as quick as I can. I don't want, man, I'm feeling all kinds of shadows all around me, and I'm not liking this. Ah! But you notice this, he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Amen. Keep calm. Amen. God is with you. God is with you. Hallelujah. May not happen in your time, but keep calm. Carry on. Amen. It may not happen the way that you wanted it to happen. But keep calm. Carry on. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may have to watch it happen to somebody else first, and you wonder, Lord, when's my blessing coming? Keep calm. Carry on. It's keeping calm. But then he says, carry on. You know what that means? It's going to get bad, but keep doing what you're doing. In the difficult time, keep doing what you're doing. Just carry on. Hallelujah. Oh, but Lord, that's hard to do. But keep calm. Carry on. That's right. Don't stop doing. Listen, you know what? You've been praying. Keep praying. You've been living holy, keep living holy. You've been reading the word, amen, keep reading the word. Amen, you've been living on your faith, keep on. Amen, carry on. Keep living on your, leaning on your faith, amen. But don't give up. Don't quit. Carry on. Things get difficult, many times you want to quit. Hallelujah. Amen. In one instance, Jesus got in the boat in the middle of the storm, and the Bible says they was immediately at the shore. But in another instance, it didn't say that. You know what I think? When Jesus came to them, got in the boat, man, they still had to row. When Jesus said, peace be still and calm the storm, they still had to row the boat. Right? They still had to row the boat. And listen, even though God may be getting ready to move, you still need to carry on. Amen. Keep on going on. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't give up now. Amen. But keep pressing on. Keep calm. carry on. Amen. Stand with me if you would tonight. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you that it's not going to get bad, because I believe in the last days we're facing some troublesome times. I believe for the church, we're facing troublesome times ahead of us. Let's get ready. Let's get ready. But you know what? Have you ever been around somebody that was just hysterical? And I'm not talking about telling funny jokes. I'm talking about somebody that was just losing control. They were in so much panic that they were losing it. They were without reason. They become unreasonable, right? You can't talk to them. Can't talk to them. Can't share with them. Hallelujah. If you could just hear the voice of God speaking to you, he said, hey, keep calm. Keep calm. How do you think Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves? Do you think he just, you know, was screaming at the top of his voice, peace, peace, still, I can't take it anymore? I don't think that's how he did it. I think just with a strong, firm voice, he spoke to the winds and the waves, peace, be still. Amen. And immediately it was some calm. I want you to know, there's no need for us to get hysterical here tonight. There's no need for us to get into a panic. Hallelujah. Church, things may get bad, but let's not get in a panic. Let's not get ready. You know what? Let's not jump out of the ship yet. Let's keep calm here. Hallelujah. And carry on. Amen. Wherever you're at tonight, and I don't know what all you're facing in your life, but if I could tell you this, keep calm. Carry on. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, I love you, Lord. Thank you for your help to us, Lord. Thank you for your blessings in our life. Thank you, God, that you bring a sense of safety and security, God, to our life today. God, I give you the glory and I give you the praise for what you're doing in Jesus' name. God, I pray, Lord, to the one tonight, Lord God, God, that feels this panic rising up with them and within them. The one, Lord God, that feels a fear rising up within them. I ask you, Lord God, that you would touch their heart tonight. God, I pray, Lord, let those words be impressed into their heart. God, let them hear you speak to them. Keep calm, Lord. Carry on. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, would you come with me tonight? Amen. Find a place at this altar. Amen. I believe the Lord would like to meet with you. I believe the Lord would like to speak calm into your heart. I believe the Lord would like to speak peace. Amen. Hear the words of the Lord. Fear not. Amen. When you're troubled and overwhelmed, maybe you need to hear the voice of God speak to you. Hallelujah.
I'm praying for assurance.
Hallelujah.
Everything's going to be all right. Lord, I see another battle out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. But he said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind. Right beside you, just so you wouldn't fall. was once a home. She said, my bills are coming due, Lord, and 6 days is not that long. Now she hears a voice so still and low, says, I've moved like that before. I'll do this little thing, and I'll give you so much more. And he said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed, and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? So why?